Rav Shloimeke's villa Zecheinu Levracha, whose yahrzeit was last week, Yesoid Shebi Yesoid, was very famous as one of the greatest Balei Ruach HaKodesh and Balei Moifsim of recent times. And he was known, one of the unbelievable things, the way he gave his brachas was that when he used to go to the mikveh, right when he came out of the mikveh, mamish, in the room of the mikveh, he would give out brachas that were mamish, whatever he zogt to was niskayim, was fulfilled. When tzadik goyzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayim. Now there's a famous story about Rav Shloimeke's villa that I read many years ago, but I just saw now that there's two additions to the story that I was never aware of, which are amazing. Rav Shloimeke's villa was once in the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and when he came out of the mikvah, he gave a couple people some brachas. So somebody in the mikvah, there was a big crowd, Friday, Erev Shabbos in the mikvah, somebody was there, started screaming at Rav Shloimeke's villa. What kind of thing is this? You're giving brachas in the mikvah, you're talking in the mikvah, saying things, and he started screaming at him in public in front of everyone. Now Rav Shloimeke's villa is known, there's many stories, I'm not going into that now, that he would say it's a very, to get bizyoinus is a tremendous chus. So he just said, shh, everyone should be quiet. No one should say anything. And you listen, the person screaming at him and ranted and raved in front of everyone in like a tremendous embarrassing way. And then the person left. And then Rav Shloimeke's villa turned to someone that needed a bracha and said, now I could give you a very good bracha, much greater than going to the mikvah, is getting bizyoinus, embarrassment from someone. Now I'll have the power to give you a special bracha. Now listen to this. Fine. That's the story that I always heard. And I always understood the story that it must be that this person that was there didn't know who Rav Shloimeke's villa was. He was a guest. That's how I had heard the story. That he just, you know, he didn't know who this is. Someone talking in the mikvah, he's screaming at him. When they came home that Friday, Erev Shabbos, from the mikvah, Rav Shloimeke's villa turned to his gabbai, Revelia Roth, and he told him to get an envelope with money, a nice size amount of money, and he said, please, go to this person's house where he lives, and please give him this money. The person that embarrassed me. Revelia Roth, okay, looks at Rav Shloimeke's villa, okay, the Rebbe Gehazen, the Rebbe said so, fine. Took the envelope of money. He went, lived, let's say, on a second floor in an apartment building, like in Yerushalayim, they live in apartment buildings. He went up the second floor, comes, and didn't have to knock on the door even. So standing right there in front of the house, this person was standing there, like he almost like he was waiting for him, standing there. So he handed him the envelope, and here's an envelope of money from the Rebbe, from Rav Shloimeke's villa. He said the person got so excited with the envelope of money, mama's like his face lit up, like, wow, like you won a lottery. Shavelli Roth said the story over later. He came back to Rav Shloimeke. He told him over the story. And Rav Shloimeke said, I'm not surprised. He said, if a person screams at someone like that in public in such a fashion, it must be he's going through something very difficult in his life, some very trying time. So I figured maybe it's something with financial, so we'll give him some money. Fine. That's the first amazing addition to the story. But now listen to the second amazing addition to the story, which I just read this Pir Shabbos from Rav Elimelech Biederman, Shlitel Zazayin Gezon, said this over. By the first yahrzeit of Rav Shloimeke's villa, some people were sitting around by a Suda's yahrzeit and saying over stories. And lo and behold, one person says, I want to tell you over a story that happened with me. And he omitted this whole first part of the story, what happened in the mikvah. He says the following thing happened. He said, I was penniless, and mamish had no money, and my wife lost her temper one Erev Shabbos at me. And she said, what is this? We have no money in the house. He said, I was on my way out to leave to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. And my wife turned to me, and she said, if you don't come back with a nice amount of money, I'm locking the door, and I'm not letting you back into the house after you go to the mikvah. You're not coming back into this house for Shabbos if you don't bring money with you. So he said, you can imagine how I left my house feeling so broken. And I went to the mikvah. And then he left out what happened in the mikvah. Then he says, I come back to my house and my wife kept her word. The door was locked. I knock on the door. She says, who's there? I said, it's me. She said, I'm not letting you in. I told you. Did you bring money? No. You didn't bring money? I'm not letting you in for Shabbos. So what should I do? I stood there. Stood there for a little bit of time. And all of a sudden, like a malach elokim, in walks Rav Shloimeke's villa's gabbai. You have an envelope of money from the Rebbe Rav Shloimeke. He says, wow, it saved my life. That's what he said over. What I was so amazed, I'm not going into now, the tzitzkes of Reb Shlomo, that Reb Shlomo was able to do mamish when someone embarrasses him, how he was able to do mavar al midoysov and accept the bizyonis and say it's gevaldik to be able to get brachas from it. I'm not looking at that now. But look at Dan Lechav's chos. When someone loses their temper, we may never know what that person's going through. Here, look how the story came out. How Reb Shlomo was able to be Dan Lechav's chos and understand if a person screams like that, you don't know what he's going through. I once said over and long, a couple months ago, maybe more than a couple of months ago, in the daily dose of Chesed, how I once saw somebody scream at a Baal Tefillah, or give him, not scream, or give him Musar about something, and the Baal Tefillah said, if you would know what I'm going through, you wouldn't speak to me like that. But nobody knew what that person's going through. We may never know what a person's going through. Look at this one, it came out, what this person was going through, that his wife threw him out of the house. Now we have such a cash of why the person lost his temper. So there's so many things today. People are stuck in their houses still with Corona. Baruch Hashem, we're getting out of it slowly. But people have so many things on their heads. Do we know what someone's going through? We should learn from this story that even if we're not on the Madrega of Reb Shlomo to the person that screams at us, we're not on the Madrega to give him money. But at least we should be able to understand not to strike back at the person. You're a Mechotzev. We should understand maybe, not just maybe, very good chance this person is going through something very hard and we should feel for him. And if anything, see if we could do something to ease his plight and say a nice line to him and a nice word to him, because the fact that he lashes out is a simen, is a proof that he's going through something. May we always be zeichet to be dan someone l'chav schos. And like we see from this story, when we're dan l'chav schos, usually the circumstances are even more grave what the person's going through than we can imagine.